Why not give the Lord a shout? You know, when you shout, that means it's on top of your voice, right? Amen. So when you hear shout, it means shout. And when you shout, God comes down because it's your season to advance. Somebody give the Lord a shout. Lift up those hands and appreciate God. Celebrate God. Give him thanks for the privilege to be in his presence. Give him thanks. Celebrate him. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. The word for me is coming. Let's appreciate God for the testimonies we heard this morning, both in the first and the second service. Testimony of preservation. That can only be God. Let's celebrate him. Let's give him thanks. Let's give him praise. Give him thanks. 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 Give him praise. Lambrando sheklinda baladados. Larianda labalado sheklia balado sezuziada. We give you praise. We give you praise. We celebrate your faithfulness. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Awesome God, how great thou art. You are God. You are God.
Mighty,
mighty are you.
Of your holy name, Lord, we bow, Lord, we bow and worship. Oh, say, awesome God, awesome God, great heart,
great thou
art. Oh, you are God,
you are God,
mighty,
mighty,
high. We stand in awe of your holy name, Lord. Lord, we bow, Lord, we bow and worship you. Say, awesome God,
awesome God,
a great God.
Lift up your voice everywhere, sing it to him.
Oh, you are God.
Yes, you are the Lord, most high.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are
the Lord, the most high.
Most high.
Oh, yes, you are the Lord. You, the most high.
Most high.
Oh, yes, you are the Lord.
Yes, you are.
You're the most high.
say you will do. That is what you will do. That is what you are called, Jehovah. That is why you are called.
That is why you are called, Jehovah.
That is why you are called.
That is why you are called, Jehovah.
What you say you will do.
What you say you will do.
Yes, I believe.
That is what you will do.
Oh.
That is why you are called, Jehovah.
Oh, sing, that is why you are called. That is why you are called.
That is why you are called, Jehovah.
That is why you are called.
That is why you are called,
oh, Jehovah. What you say you will do.
What you say you will do.
La-lea, na-na-na,
that is why you will do.
La-lea, la-na-na-na.
That is why.
Somebody go ahead and begin to worship this great God. Worship him, worship him, worship him. Let him hear you. Oh, say some sweet words to him. Somebody appreciate him. Appreciate this great God. La Brantolinta Namadola. Lebonda Lanado Shekenteliados. La Branto Sekotiniada. La Soprando Likatanana. Yadado Shakala. La Bose Susia. La Contianda Dabalados. Librondo Sekotenia Dabalada. Yabaradosa. Somebody worship him. Worship him. Let it flow. Let it flow from your heart. Ayaganda Labosha, there is none like you. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. Yapakatanda Labados, Yeprakosesos Yados.
What you say you will do, that is what you will do. Oh,
that is why you are called, Jehovah.
Now lift up your voice, Lord, do something quick in my life. Do something new in my life. If there is any word he has spoken over your life that is yet to find expression, begin to remind him of his word. Begin to remind him of his word right now. You are not a man that you should lie. Whatever you say, you mean it. Oh, Father, do a quick work in my life, for your word is quick and powerful. Oh, your word is quick. Do a quick work in my life. La rondos aclematos yenta la bosa. You sent your word, and your word heals and delivers. Send my own word. Yagabonda la bala. The same word you sent to Jacob, and he lighted up Israel. Let that word light up my destiny. Light up my destiny. Light up my family. Light up my lineage. Is somebody praying? Father, do something new in my life today. I'm not leaving this service the same way I came. I refuse to depart from here without an encounter. Lizo brendo shikatanana. Liribori abaradosh. Lizo brendo sheketeledis. Lizo brandala barado sheketelebriadosh. Dala balado seke telebriados, ya balado shendeledes, lanzo brako seke tenedes, lizo branda la balada, ayaya la bo seke toli balanda bana nos esosianos. We give you praise. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we have worshiped. Father, we look up to you this morning, for our eyes are on you. There are many challenges we don't know what to do, but you have the answer. In this service, Lord, by your word, see to it that every destiny be transformed. Amen. Anyone that is unsaved, oh God, let the salvation light shine on them. Amen. Anyone caught sick, Lord, let there be instant healing. Amen. Anyone still confused, oh God, let there be direction. Amen. I pray, Lord, that the light of your word will shatter every form of darkness. Lord, on our return from this place, each and every one of us, including those connecting online, we have a testimony. Amen. In the name of Jesus, Holy Ghost, teach us your word. And by your blood, we open the pages of the scriptures. We pray, Lord, that by understanding, our levels will change. For these are many more that you are set to do in this service, and you continue to do. I vow to return all the praise and glory to you. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody that amen can be louder. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Give the Lord a shout. Woo! Before you take the comfort of your seat, I'd like you to walk to at least 2-3 persons and just tell them the shower is real. Tell that person the shower is real. This is your service, and God will be glorified. Praise God. Now, as you take your seat, say with me, showers of blessings. That shall continue to be your blessings, your testimonies in the name of Jesus. He said, and there shall be showers of blessings. And there shall be showers of blessings. Please hear this morning. By privilege, I'm here. And I want to appreciate my father in the faith, Bishop David Oyedepo, for the extended arm for me to come here this morning to represent. And of course, I appreciate our national pastor David Oladosun. And I want to celebrate every one of you here today. Help me celebrate somebody close to you. Celebrate that person. Hallelujah. Amen. If they are not celebrating you, well, celebrate yourself. Glory to God. Amen. I want to thank God for what you are doing here, the work. We've been here for 2 days now. We've seen that there are men here that are working. And I pray that God will continue to reward you. Amen. Your labor of love will not be in vain. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And we want to thank every leader in every angle, in every department, be it CMB, church board, the LCC, the leadership, local church council, the deacons board, the FMC, the audit committee, the elders council. I celebrate you all, and I pray God will continue to reward you. All the service unit leaders, you are blessed. And the pastorate led by the resident pastor, Pastor Wilderin, the Lord bless you. Are you celebrating God? Shout hallelujah. I see that there are happy people here. Are you happy? If you're happy and you know, keep quiet. Somebody say amen. So like we know, our prophetic theme for this month is showers of blessings. I'm so excited because in this service, God is going to do a quick work. Amen. One who believes that amen will be stronger. Amen. And our teaching series, which we are concluding today, is praise facilitates fulfillment of prophecies. If you want God to answer your prayers, you just keep praying. There are many prayer warriors who are praying, and I know you are one of them. But if you want God to do it quicker and faster, praise. You can pray and miss, but you cannot praise and miss. That is why praise is not an activity. Praise is a prescription. It is praise that generates, results faster than expected. We saw that with Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. After a letter was written to him, he presented it to God, and God said, you don't need to fight in this battle. Let me tell you about the battle is over. Because when God takes over, it is over. Say, you don't need to fight in this battle. You hold your peace. And what do you do holding your peace? The scripture speaking in Psalm 46 verse 10 says, be still and know that I'm God. Every time you hold your peace, God will show up. You know why God is not fighting some battles? Because you are busy fighting them for yourself. But when you allow God to fight it, then he takes over. And the only way we hand the battle over to God is via praise. And that's exactly what Jehoshaphat did. And if you read verse 20, as they began to praise God, not until they plan. You can be planning praise until you start it, nothing happened. As they began to praise God, then God himself set a bushman against all the adversaries that came against Judah. And in verse 24, the Bible makes it very clear that every one of their enemies, they were all dead bodies, none escaped. I decree this morning, every foe against your destiny, every forces chasing your advancement, I decree they shall be consumed today. Amen. Whatever will let you go forward, go down for your sake. Amen. Oh, somebody, that amen is glorious. Amen. So praise is what you do when you don't know what to do. Praise is what you do when you don't know what to do. It facilitates fulfillment of prophecy, but what are prophecies? Besides gift of prophecy and spirit of prophecy, we are specifically this month looking closely at the more sure word of prophecy, which is the word of God. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. He said, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed. Underline that word, take heed. As you hear it, obey it. As you hear it, follow it. If you were obeying what God has been saying to you the past 9 months, your level will not be the same. But the challenge is that we hear, we read, we listen, but we do less. Some don't do at all. In this kingdom, the doing of God's word is more important than the hearing. Because you can hear, is there faith cometh by hearing? It will come, but it doesn't deliver testimony yet. You have the testimony in the doing of the word of God, but you have faith to believe to receive it when you hear it. Every child of God who truly believes, please hear this, will not sit still. If you believe God's word, you will obey to the letter. For instance, God says you are healed and you believe. You start behaving well. You start acting as one who is not sick. You can't be acting sickly and say God has healed. You know, one lie from the pit of hell, you know, people will tell you, I am strong. Don't tell me that. If you are strong, get up. When the scripture says, let the weak say, I am strong, you know what it means? It means instead of you to lie down and be say, I am strong, get up and say, I am strong. If you understand me, say, amen.
Amen.
Let me tap your neighbor and say, I am stronger.
I am stronger.
You know, some people will now graduate to say, I am very strong. If you are very strong, you should do a greater job. If you believe God has given you a job, for instance, and you are still believing the manifestation, you don't sleep till 10 a.m. When others are getting up, you are getting up. You are going to shower, clean up, tidy up, dress properly as one who's going to work. Sit down. You are in your office. You have resumed. And God sees seriousness in you. The answers will come. Am I speaking to somebody here? You are saying, Lord, change my story. Please hear this. If you believe that you are going to be a manager in that company, dress like a manager. Behave as a manager. Come early as a manager. You believe that God is going to give you your own company. Start behaving as one who owns one. Start practicing. I say this all the time. If you believe that God is going to make you super rich, start practicing how to write some kind of numbers. Hello? Some people don't understand this. You need to practice how to write. Some people, they can't write certain numbers. You need to practice how to sign some check. If possible, sign a check and put it on your wall and be looking at it, that one day I will sign a check of 1 billion. Is it too big? You sign it, you'll be looking at it. You'll be practicing it every morning. Very shortly. I say very shortly. I say very shortly. Whatever you believe will happen. Someone who understands, say the loudest,
amen.
But for prophecies to be fulfilled, there are certain things that must be in place. Number one, we must receive the word of God. When you receive the word of God, then you are empowered to become it. John 1:12. To them that receive him, he gave them power to become the word of God. There is something that is released, the grace that is required for you to keep following on to the end is released. Number two, we must also believe the word, because it's the word of God that you believe that God will perform. Luke 1:45, blessed is she that believe, for there shall be performance. Do you know why we are called believers? Because we believe. So, in other words, if there is a word that comes to you that you don't believe, you are an unbeliever. Am I right? If God says to you, you are healed and you don't believe, that means you are an unbeliever. Let me ask your neighbor, are you an unbeliever? Are there believers in the house?
Yes, sir.
If there are believers in the house, say,
I believe.
Say boldly, I believe. Your word is true, and I believe. Say amen.
Amen.
What you believe is what God performs. And I want to say this, please, take note. Every time God gives you, an insight into the future, it will not be the same size that you imagine, because it's able to do beyond your imagination. He said this to me 2018. He said, if I give you a shoe to wear and it's your size, then it's not from me. If God is giving you a shoe as a gift, he gives you a shoe that is bigger than your size so that you can grow into it. And then the Holy Ghost explained to me, he said, every assignment I place you will be bigger than you. So if you come into a setting that there is an assignment bigger than you, don't complain. It's because God is growing you for bigger blessing. If you understand me, say amen.
Amen.
I pray for someone in the name of Jesus, the grace to believe his word. Receive in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And it's not enough to believe. We must practice the word of God. We must practice, put it to work. Until you walk it, it cannot work. We must keep doing what he asks us to do, behaving the word of God. As they say, practice makes perfect. And then, of course, we must water the word of God. Luke 5, verse 8, it said the word of God is the seed. If the word of God is a seed, that means you need to water the seed to grow. A seed that is not watered, even if it's planted, will die. The word of God you receive in your heart, because your heart is the ground. And I believe your heart is a good ground. And if you receive the word, without watering, it can die. So you water it via praise. Every time you are praising God, you are watering that seed. That was what Abraham did. If you read Romans chapter 4, verse 17 down to verse 20, he staggered not against unbelief. There were times that challenges come. You know what it means to stagger? That means there was a push for him to fall. Hello? But he staggered not. He remained firm. You will be pushed. The devil will challenge you. The enemy will try to stop you, but you need this frame. I call it the highest form of faith. Praise is the highest form of faith. He said he was giving glory to God. And because he was giving glory to God, he was able to judge God faithful. And God gives Sarah strength to conceive. Hebrews 11:11. So when you praise God, you are watering the seed. And as you are watering the seed, then the seed is producing. How does it produce? God begins to make manifestations everywhere. He begins to send laborers, begins to send helpers, destiny helpers, those who will speak to you, those who will guide you, those who will direct you. He will be sending them your way. Why? Because you are watering the seed is growing. Lift up your hands to heaven. I decree every word of prophecy you have received, as we praise him today, they will produce fruits.
Amen.
They will produce testimonies.
Amen.
If that is to let your amen show it.
Amen.
And specifically, we've been looking at some of the scriptural lifelines, prophetic lifelines for the redeemed. We looked at about three of them in the first service, and we'll try to do justice to about three or four in this service. Number one, you are redeemed to be a more than conqueror believer. You are redeemed to be a more than conqueror believer. Say, I'm more than conqueror. Say loud and clear, I'm more than conqueror. A conqueror is one who fights and wins. But a more than conqueror is one who does not fight, but he won. I repeat, a conqueror is one who fights and wins the battle. But a more than conqueror is one who will not fight, but have the victory. That's one thing I learned. No, we talk about Solomon, he married many women, but there's something I like about Solomon. David fought and won battles, but Solomon did not fight any. That's why he was able to accumulate wealth, because if you are fighting, you use money to fight. Is somebody understanding me? And then from that time, I got that understanding, I started to pray, Lord, I don't need to fight. You know, some people enjoy fighting. Every prayer is fighting prayer. I kill every devil. Devil die. I bend your head. I bend your neck. I say, Lord, me, I don't want to fight. I just want to continue to glide. And you know the key? Praise. I heard a few years back from Bishop Thomas Aremu. He said that the moment he understood the meaning of praise, he changed his prayer lifestyle. So instead of him to just jump into prayers, he will spend 75% of the time preparing and praising. Then when he prays, express answer. Whereas there are others, you will spend 99.9% praying and then 0.0 to praise. That's where we are missing it. You are redeemed a more than conqueror. It is praise that will put you like Jehoshaphat. You watch your enemies slaughtered without fighting. Am I speaking to somebody here? That's all you need to do, is just praise him. Praising God is, have you been involved in a relay race before? When you get to the point that you are handing over the baton, do you continue running? What do? And watch. You don't run anymore. What you do in praise, you hand over the baton to God and say, God, finish the race for me. Can God lose a race? Can God lose a battle? It's not possible. If you want to live a more than conqueror life, you must be a praiser. Apostle Paul was a praiser. He was the one that taught us, he said, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning us. He was the one that taught us, he said, in hymns, in songs, begin to sing praise and melody to the Lord. That's Apostle Paul. Look at the words of Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 35 to 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, as it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, plural, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Through him that loved us. Say with me, I'm more than a conqueror. I didn't hear you. Say, I'm more than a conqueror. Say it loud and clear, I'm more than a conqueror. If you read in Psalms 114, verse 1 to 7, when Israel were coming, he said Judah was his sanctuary. Judah missed praise. And because they made praise their sanctuary, even the sea saw them and fled. They did not need to talk to the sea. Mountains were skipping like rams. You know what that means? It implies that as you are praising God, your enemies will just begin to flee. Amen. Are we together? As you are praising God, you don't even know those who are planning against you, but in their meeting where they are planning, they are getting more fired and scattered. I decree in the name of Jesus, any form of weapon rise against you, I decree they are scattered right now. Amen. You believe, let your amen show it. Amen. Let your amen be the loudest. Amen. Those who are more than conquerors, barriers clear off their way. Isaiah chapter 45, if you read from verse 1 to 3, speaking to Cyrus the anointed. To be anointed is to be a praiser, because those who praise God, he anoints them. Psalm 92, if you read verse 1 and verse 2 and then verse 10, he anoints my head with oil. Please hear this. When you are a praiser, you enjoy fresh oil. And then when you enjoy fresh oil, this is what it says about you. Isaiah 45 verse 1 to 3, put it there. Speaking to Cyrus the anointed, speaking to Nathaniel, speaking to you the anointed. He said, whose right hand I've heard to do what? To subdue nations. How? Church, are they here? How? Can you read it? Oh, we can't read the screen? Do we need to enlarge it? To subdue nations what? Do you know what it means to subdue nations before you? That means before you get there, the nation is already subdued. That's a more than conqueror life. He said he will lose the loins of kings. Who are kings? These are people who are policy makers. Those who are in charge, your boss, those who speaks on your behalf when you are not there in the meeting, but they are deciding for you. You know what it means to lose the loins of kings? That means it will empty them to decide positively for you. They will begin to speak in your favor. He will lose the loins of kings. He said, what more? He said, and open before him the two living gates, and the gates shall not be shut. Lift up your hands to heaven. I decree in the name of Jesus, from today, everywhere you appear, before you get there, God go ahead of you. Amen. I decree he will lose the loins of kings for your sake. Amen. He will lose the loins of kings for your sake. Amen. You believe, let your amen show it. Amen. Let your amen be the strongest. Amen. You know, I've seen God do certain things. There was a time I needed to get a place to live. That was in Texas, in Dallas. And there were certain things that I needed to get a house. So somebody came and said, oh, let me use my name. I said, no. If he's God, he knows how to sort it out. Let me tell you, if he's God, he knows how to sort it out. And myself and my family, we praise God. And after praising God, we looked for a house by faith. And after we saw the house, the one we like, we said, this is the one we like. So we told the realtor, this is the one we like. Go and talk to the, after speaking to the landlord said, oh, all I need from him, I want to know his office where he work. It's strange. He came to the office, said, is that where you work? Okay, you will take the house. I didn't need to do any other thing. Because I knew what to do. And what I needed to do was praise. Sometimes what you are struggling to have is because you don't know how to praise. If you know how to praise, those things are cheap. Am I speaking to somebody here? I say they are what? They are very cheap. He is the one that owns the heart of a king. You know that your boss, he has his heart. The person to sign your document, he has his heart. Are you with me? And you know there are some people that because of you, they just go to the office on the Sunday morning just to sign your document and leave. They don't know why they went there. It's not, how it happened doesn't concern you, provided God do it. I've had that testimony before. While we're in Birmingham, we declare on a Sunday like this that somebody is having their document signed right now. And the young man said, amen. Do you know what? On Tuesday, they posted the document to him. The date was Sunday's date. Office don't open on Sunday. But that's your concern. When a more than conqueror, praise God. You know what God does? He steps in. I explain it this way. You know, the Holy Ghost can move in such a way, the way he blew the quiz. He can blow somebody to the office. All of a sudden, they just get up from the bed and say, today I want to go to the office. To do what? Am I not the boss? I have the key. And as he's going by, he will just hit the pile of files. And your own was at the bottom. And everything will drop. Are you with me? And then he will arrange it himself. In the process of arranging, he does not know which one is at the bottom. Then he will bring your own to the top. Are you understanding me? Not only is he bringing it to the top, as he's coming, I say, let me just check. What are these? Oh, let me just help them stamp some. Approved. 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 After I finish your own, stop. Are you with me? That's how God operates. Lift up your hands to heaven. I decree everything that looks impossible right now, my God is stepping in. Yeah. I said, God is stepping in. Yeah. You believe, let your amen show it. Yeah. Say with me, I'm more than a conqueror. Yeah. But what do I need to do to experience a more than conqueror lifestyle? You must walk in love with God. Walk in love. Romans 8:28. We know that all things, not some things, work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. When you are a lover of God, everything, say with me, everything. Everything. So even when the devil is planning to be working for your good, even when your enemies, they gather, they say, today we will scatter him. As they are typing, they will type it for your good. Amen. Policies will work for your good. Amen. I said policies will work for your good.
Amen.
You know, there are some people, a policy will just be changed. After they screen you and deal with you, they'll change it back. They say, we made an error, but yours is passed. I don't know if you are getting me at all. Lift up those hands to heaven. I decree for your sake, whatever need to be moved, whatever need to be shifted, whatever need to be changed, they are changed right now.
Yeah.
I said they are changed right now.
Yeah.
But be a lover of God. Be a lover of God. Be a lover of God. A lover will communicate with his lover. Are you with me? A lover will do what the lover wants. You please your lover. Am I right? When your wife starts asking you, do you really love me? There's a problem. Amen. Imagine on her birthday you forgot. Chai. You know, men, their head is so busy that sometimes they forget birthdays. Please don't forget. I say, don't what? When she starts asking you, are you sure you love me? She wants evidence. She wants you to prove it. It's not by mouth. Are you with me? She wants you to show it. And sometimes she wants you to write. If not check, just do some transfer. You see the way they just smile. That, they like it. Just take them shopping and say, choose anything you want. When you come back that day, the kind of way they will prepare food for you, it will be different. You know, when you start asking, don't you know I'm the husband? It's because you have not done what a husband should do. Because if you do what you are supposed to do, you know what Sarah was calling Abraham? My Lord. Lift up your hands, every man in this house. Every man in this house. I decree you will turn to Lord.
Amen.
You didn't say amen. I said you will turn to Lord.
Amen.
But the Lord I'm saying is not a lion of the tribe of Judah. The Lord I'm talking about is Lord in providing. Lord in protecting. Lord in... Do you understand me at all? Not Lord I'm in charge. If you are in charge, let everything speak. You know, those who are in charge, they don't make noise. When you go to a place, those who are in charge, they don't make noise. It's those who are not in charge that make noise. Those who are really in charge, they are just quiet in the office, there is AC blowing them. Those who are not in charge, they are doing everywhere, driving, talking in there. So if you are in charge of that home, you don't make noise. Your pockets speak, your everything speak. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Shout the loudest, amen.
Amen.
If you are a lover of God, prove it. Prove it. Number two, you are redeemed to fulfill a destiny of no limits. Say with me, I have a destiny of no limits. That is an unstoppable destiny, a destiny that is designed for the topmost top. In Jeremiah, in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 13. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 13. Look at God's word very closely there. The scripture makes it very clear. He said, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, underline the word only, and thou shalt not be beneath. I'd like us to read it from the NIV translation. The NIV translation. There's something I so much love when I read it from the NIV translation. Let's read it together. I want to go.
The Lord will make thee the head and not the tail.
If you, say it louder, Claire. If you, say it louder, if you, told the commandments of the Lord your God, that I give you this day and carefully follow them. And what will not happen? I like the last statement. Make it. I want you to read it to somebody. Tell them. You will never. Now tell somebody else, you will always be at the top, never at the bottom. Give the Lord a shout. But to get to that top, you must carefully do what he's asking you to do. You must obey him. Because Proverbs 4:18 says, the path of the justified is as a shining light that shines how? More and more. It's brighter and brighter. You are not to be stagnated. You are not to be retrogressive. You are to be advancing. You are to be changing levels. Can I tell you this? Where you are right now, be angry of it, because it's time to change. It's time to change. You know, why, as a student, a young man came to me, when I say young, in his 50s or 60s. He came to me and told me, "Oh, I've been in this place. I need to tell you how to walk here." In my mind, I was like, "Okay, what are you going to tell me? I'm only a student. I just want to get some free money here." I said, "How long have you been here?" He said, "I've been here, man, gracefully 17 years. I said, "God forbid." "God forbid, evil. You that is here for 17 years, no changing story, you will not be teaching me things. What will you teach me?" I'm not saying you can't be in one company, but you should be changing levels. Know that you are not in one position 17 years and you are celebrating it. Even the children you gave birth to went to school, come back, and they become your manager. For what? Is that God? That's not scriptural. That's not scriptural. You should think ahead. Christians are smart people. Are you with me? Christians are what?
Smart.
Christians are not dummies. You have the mind of Christ. Christ was very smart. If you know how smart Christ is, you will change your mentality. He was so smart that when he wanted to have the last meal with his disciples, he said, "I need a penthouse. I don't want a place where everybody will just be good." You know what's penthouse? The top in five-star hotel. That's what he liked. Am I speaking to somebody here?
Yes, sir.
When they were cruising in the midst of the storm, he was asleep. If it was not his private yacht, sir, he can't sleep there. If you are paying a passenger, you go and sleep where? It was his own. He was relaxed. He was too smart that he needed a vehicle to use. He said, "I need a vehicle that nobody have ever used." They did not need to ask him of his credit report. His name was a credit report. He said, "Just tell him I sent you." The people who were selling cars, they have been trying to sell that because the car is very expensive. You know there are cars you can test drive, but there are those you don't test drive. Somebody say amen. There are vehicles when you want to buy, they first of all ask you, "What do you drive?" If you say, "I've never driven," they say, "No, this car is not your own." They want to be sure that you have gone to a level. But with Jesus, they know that this man is too much. He can pay. We know his bank balance. You know, there are some corporations online, you can know what they have. So they have been following Jesus. You don't understand at all. If Jesus was not very smart, you think Judas Iscariot that is after money will follow him? That's why when they broke the alabaster oil, he was so angry. He said, "Hey," he calculated how much we said that. He said, "Hey, this thing would have given us some more money. Jesus, why?" Lift up your hands to heaven. I decree in the name of Jesus, every lid placed over your destiny, every seal that is closing you down, I decree they are removed now. Every veil over your life is removed. Someone who believes, let your amen show it. So with me, I have a destiny of no limit. But what do I need to do? You must rise in order to shine. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, "Arise and shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you." And when you begin to shine, he said, "Behold, darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people." He said, "But upon you, my glory will be seen." Why will my glory be seen? Because even when these people are suffering, they are saying there's no light, you will have light. And then verse 3, he said, "And the Gentiles shall come to thy light." I like that, but I like the next one more. He said, "And kings to the brightness of your rising." You know, when a light is lifted higher, it's brighter. That means you will not be static, you will keep moving upward. And as you are moving upward, you are spreading your tentacles. You are taking territories. Someone who is taking territories, say amen.
Amen.
There's somebody at the sound of my voice, I decree before this year comes to an end, you will be on the global stage.
Amen.
I say you will be on the global stage. You arise before you can shine. What more do you need to do in order to enjoy this destiny of no limit? Obey God. Obey God. If you read that Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 13, we read that earlier, you must be careful to observe and do what is commanding you. And then number 3 we are looking at, you are redeemed to be fruitful. What does it mean to be fruitful? To be productive, to be fruit bearing. You know, most often than not, we just limit this to childbearing. No, fruitfulness is in all areas. He blessed them and said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. You know, that statement that God made to Adam and Eve has raised over 7 billion people in the world. So whatever God says is final. It might look at how the devil challenges, because I like to read the scriptures and understand it. I don't read it as story. Look at how the devil fought. Because God told him, you will replenish the earth. He gave birth to, who were the first kids? Am I speaking to people who went to, you want us to send you to children's church? Cain and, but what did the devil do? He attacked them. He made one to kill the other. This thing God said, we won't see it. But could he stop it?
No.
You are all products of this. Over 7 billion. It doesn't matter the attack. What God has said is final. Lift up your hands to heaven. I decree in the name of Jesus, every word of God over your life, they shall be gloriously fulfilled.
Amen.
I said they shall be gloriously fulfilled.
Amen.
Everyone believing God for the fruit of the womb, hear this. In 9 months time, you are testifying.
Amen.
I say in 9 months time, you are testifying.
Amen.
Please note this, that to be fruitful, to be productive is beyond just bringing the child. You also need to add value to the child's life. You need to raise them so that they become children of value. In your place of work, add value. Add value. You cannot be using the same pattern that was given to you when they handed over to you 3 years ago. Now, why? You don't think? Even if the company does not know how to do it, teach them how to do it better. Teach them how to do it better. Sit down. Focus. It doesn't matter the profession, whether pastor, accountant, engineer, anyone. Settle down. How can I do this better? How can I add value? You can't be in a place of, oh God, promote me, and you are not adding value. That's a wasted prayer. You want God to answer you, not, oh God, promote me. Add value. As you're adding value, God says, this is the one that needs to be promoted, because it's the one that raises one up and brings the other down. Add value. Add value. It was not the dream that Joseph interpreted that took him to the throne. It was the value that he added. A preferred solution. If you don't have any solution to provide, you can't change levels. We are solution providers. Anywhere you find yourself, be thinking of what can I add that is different? How can I do things differently? When you do that, you see, wow, the fruitfulness begins to manifest because it's inside of you. Put your right hand on your stomach, because there is something about to be given back to. I decree in the name of Jesus, every testimony is delayed. They shall be delivered.
Amen.
I said they shall be delivered.
Amen.
I said they shall be delivered.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I said they will be delivered.
Amen.
But what do I need to do? Service. Those who serve, he shall serve the Lord thy God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water. And what more will he do? He will take sickness away from the midst of thee. Verse 26, there shall nothing cast their young, nor be barren. Nothing cast their young. There will not be an abortion of your ideas. There will not be an abortion of your dreams. There will not be an abortion of your business. I said you will not have steel bed delivering that business. Somebody will believe, let your amen show it. He said, nothing shall cast their young. That means your business will not be crumbling. It will grow and grow and grow and wax stronger. I decree in the name of Jesus, the blessings of God upon your life, they will outlive you. I said, they will outlive you. But how do I know that I have received the prophetic word? Number one, you will be steadfast. Nothing is able to move you. No matter what people say, you are firm. 1 Corinthians 15:58. You become one who is excelling. If you read in Amplified Version, there's a part to say, always excelling in the work of the Lord. That's you're always changing levels. Always doing your best and doing more than is needed. Those who truly receive prophetic word, they settle down and do it more. They add more value. They are steadfast. They are not shaken. Even when it looks like there's no testimony, they say, my friend, relax. Hear this. It looks like it's delayed, but his testimony intensified. Yes. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Lift up your hands to heaven. Every blessing that is delayed, I decree in the name of Jesus with speed, they are released now.
Amen.
I said they are released now.
Amen.
Let your amen show it.
Amen.
And number two, if you truly receive and believe a prophetic word, there will be peace inside of you. There will be peace. There will be peace. Say with me, peace. Say with me, peace. You know, if I didn't receive the prophetic word, I wouldn't be here preaching. Amen. Because when God called me into ministry, I was busy doing business and other things. I was enjoying it. Thank God there's somebody here today who know me. I was busy celebrating God in other ways. But when God called me, I turned my back to them because there was peace inside of me. Hello? And, you know, to know that there is peace, there are things that would have unsettled me. Many things. To move from nations to nations can unsettle you. You don't understand. That's why you don't know. Amen. I was moved to Spain. That was my first assignment. Established church in Spain. And then from there back to the UK. From the UK to another UK station. From UK station to US. And then from US to Canada. So if you don't hear God, you just lose peace. You start fighting yourself. So I say, God, what is this? And when you say, God, what is this? You are quarreling with God. But because I know what I've heard and who said it, not a man, there's peace.
Thank you, Jesus.
Are you with me? So even when I'm taking step, there's this consciousness that, you will not go down. There's this consciousness that I will keep changing your levels. I want to beg you, if you don't have peace in any assignment, go back to the drawing board. Before you run, settle it with God. Because no matter how fast you are running, if you are running in the wrong direction, you will never get to your destination. Ensure that you settle it with God. Father, what are you saying? I don't have peace. Give me peace. You see this young man, he wants to marry you. You have known him for many years. Don't marry him because of pity. If you don't have peace, break it. Break it. People are suffering today because of that. They say, Pastor, we have known each other. Our families, we are now friends. You are not marrying families. You are about to sign a contract and there is no peace in your heart. Tell them to wait. Don't be in a rush. They might tell you, you need to sign it now, you know. Because if you don't sign it, somebody else wants to sign it. Let somebody sign it. If it's meant to be me, I will still sign it. Am I speaking to somebody here?
Yes,
never you rush into trouble. If there is no peace, don't move. Shall rise on our feet. Lift up your voice and appreciate God. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him praise. Celebrate this God. Appreciate him. Somebody give him thanks. Give him praise. It's worthy. Oh, yes. Somebody give him thanks. Oh, somebody who has a destiny of no limit. You are giving thanks without limits. Oh, celebrate him. Let him hear you. Someone who is fruitful. Let your praise be a fruitful one. Let God hear you. Appreciate him. Celebrate his word. Praise his word. Because something unusual is about to take place. Larabo Santana Badadosh Librancose Suantananosh Larabosh Elebos Yanda Dada Lagos Yanga Hados Yanda Dabole Debosh Yadada. We give you thanks. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Before we go into a section of white praise where there will be testimonies released, there are certain individuals I must pray with you. Because if you are not saved, you are not safe. And your song, your dancing will be disturbance in the ears of God and in the presence of God. You are here, you know you have not given your life to Jesus. You have not prayed a prayer of salvation. Or perhaps you were once saved, but you missed it. You want to reconnect, retrace your step back. It's called rededication. I want to pray with you. All eyes closed and all head bow. Wherever you are right now, I'd like you to just lift up that right hand above your head. I want to pray with you. Oh yes, I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. You are tired of the status quo. You want to change levels. Just lift up the hand. Just lift up those hands to heaven. Lift up those hands to heaven. If you are lifting up your hands to heaven, if you are lifting up your hands to heaven, I like you. I encourage you to move to the altar area. I want to pray with you right now. Just move to the altar area. I want to pray with you right now. Help me. Help them. Help them. Help them. Help them. Every other person, you are in the congregation or you are online, you want to give your life, please don't stay back. Take a step of faith, because this is your own day. God wants to change your levels. God wants to move you forward. He wants to change your status. It is time to move forward. Don't allow it, the devil stop you. Join us right here. 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 Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Is somebody giving Jesus a praise? If you are join us very quickly. But every other person in the congregation, I'd like you to lift up your voice. I mean, Lord, give me a new garment of praise. As I praise you in this section, oh, Father, turn the tap of blessing open over my life. Let the windows of heaven begin to shower your blessings on me. And those of us in the front and those online, just put your right hand on your chest and pray this simple prayer of faith with me. Lord Jesus, I come to you today with all of my heart. Forgive my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Jesus, be my Lord and my Savior. From today, I choose to serve you, the living God. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' precious name, I decree upon this confession, your spirit, soul, and body shall be preserved. Satan, get your hands off this once. And I decree until Jesus return, your destiny will be glorious. You keep changing levels. In Jesus' precious name. Congratulations. Please follow our Kingdom Friends who will direct you and they'll give you further details. If you're clapping for Jesus, make that clap louder. Make that clap louder. Oh, choir, give me a shout. Now we are going to dance on the head of the enemy because we are changing levels. I don't know about you, but I'm going to dance. I'm ready to celebrate God. I'm ready to tell the devil my level has changed. God has advanced me. You know, it's called push. Even if you don't want to move, God will move you. I say, God will do what? I say, God will do what? No, there was this story. I don't know if many of you would have heard it. In the northern part, there were these young men that wanted to marry a young lady. And then they asked them, okay, you really want to marry her? I say, yeah, you really want to marry her? Okay. Then they brought them to come and swim in a pond, a swimming pool in the backyard, where there were crocodiles. Hello? They say, now you need to swim across. If you can swim across, you will marry this girl. So all the men were, and then one of them swam across, and everybody was clapping. But when he came out, he said, who pushed me? Because he didn't jump in by himself. Somebody pushed him there, but they were fake crocodiles. Can I tell you this? This morning, this is what God is going to do. Even when you are afraid to move, I pray heaven will push you forward. He will push you to your breakthroughs. Now, choir, lead us. Let's dance.